Blog Talk Radio. Prayer with Dr. Winder. Welcome to Sunday Prayer with Dr. Winder. It's a pleasure to be with you on another Sunday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To be with you on another Sunday. I give God the praise and I give God all of the glory that you are with me again on another Sunday. Sunday Prayer with Dr. Winder. In the Word of God, the disciples came to Jesus, and the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray. To teach them how to pray. And in the book of Luke, it states, in the book of Luke, the 11th chapter, Jesus says, and he said to them, when ye pray, say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. I read from the book of Luke, the 11th chapter, verses 2 through 4. We need to always pray. And according to the Bible, in verses, and I'm going to just read some scriptures today as well as go and do our intercessory prayer. The Bible says that we should pray without ceasing. That's recorded in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, the 17th verse. We need to pray without ceasing. That we should not just pray one time and say, oh, that's it, I have my prayer. You know, I did my prayer for the day, that's it. But we should stay in a praying spirit or a praying mindset, or that we should continue to pray throughout the day. Pray, Lord, I love you. Lord, protect, shield us. Lord, have mercy. There should be a prayer going forth each day, each day, each day. Each day there should be a prayer going forth in the name of Jesus Christ. There should be a prayer going forth. Hallelujah. Because we should pray without ceasing. Then also in the Bible, it says men ought always to pray. And that's in Luke the 18th. So if we see that it's recorded in Thessalonians, and it's also recorded in Luke, Thessalonians say pray without ceasing, and in Luke it says men ought always to pray. So it's important that we pray. And prayer is just communicating with God, talking with God and listening to what he has to say. And in the book of James, the 5th chapter, verse 16, and it says, hallelujah, the 5th chapter, verse 16, it says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So we're going to pray one for another on this phone line. The Bible says we need to pray one for another. But yes, the Bible did say confess your faults one to another and pray one for another. And when I see that confess your faults one to another, I look at that as similar to testimonies. And the reason why I'm saying that, and you may disagree with me, as we begin to share some of the issues and difficulties in our lives, we will realize that somebody else is going through the same difficulties and situations that you're going through. So as we pray, we're praying for their situation, that God would deliver them, that God would have mercy upon them. And you're also praying for yourself, praying one for another. Let's go before the throne of God on this Sunday. Father God that sits on the throne and Jesus, your only begotten Son, we come before you this Sunday. We thank you, Father God, for bringing us through this week. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to be on this phone line this Sunday afternoon. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for every person that have called in, and we praise you, Lord, for every person that is listening. Lord, you know what each and every one of them stand in the need of. So, Lord, we bring their needs to you today. As is healing, we bring healing, the need for healing to you today. Lord, as this income, Lord, we bring that to you today. If they need some money, if they're short on money, Lord, we're bringing that issue to you today. Lord, a family member needs help. Lord, we're bringing that to you today. Lord, whatever the issues are, the people calling in and the people that are listening in, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to intercede on their behalf, Father God, and provide the deliverance that they need in your name. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you right now for touching that body that is racked with pain. Oh, arthritis is affecting them day. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over that body. I plead the blood of Jesus over the bone. I plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, Lord, remove the pain in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we come before you today. Lord, you know that person is getting ready to go in for an operation. Lord, cover them as they're going for the operation. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over the doctors and the nurses in the operating room and the anesthesiologists and the other staff, Father God. Lord, help them not to make any kind of medical mistake. Guide their hands up in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, let the operation be a success, as it's hip surgery, as it's knee surgery, whatever the operation is, let it be a success in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for the countries that have the decrease in COVID-19. And Lord, I thank you, Lord. Lord, I'm asking for healing in those countries where COVID-19 is increasing. COVID-19 is still on this earth. It's still on this earth, Father God. So we're still praying for deliverance. We're still praying for healing of the respiratory system, healing of the lungs in the name of Jesus Christ. I heard on the news the other day that a country, I think it was Vietnam, well, I think that was the country, that there's a new variant of the COVID virus. So, Lord, you know all about these variances that's coming out. India that have picked children that have lost their parents. Lord, in the name of Jesus, provide loving caretakers. Provide food and shelter in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, remember those that are homeless today. Some of them are homeless because of decisions that they've made. Some of them are homeless because of situations that occurred, that unexpected situations, situations that was out of their control. But, Lord, they need a place to stay. Lord, provide shelter for them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, don't let them just walk around, walk around, walk around with no hope, feeling hopeless. Lord, there's hope in you. There's hope in you. Lord, they need a place to stay. Staying at a relative's house is not like having your own. So, Lord, we're lifting up those people that are homeless today, those people that have been evicted or their time has run out or where they have to stay and they don't have money to go and get another place. Lord, have mercy upon them and provide a miracle for them that they can be able to have shelter in the name of Jesus Christ for the mother and child. For the young man, Lord, for the older woman, the older man, Lord, they need shelter in the name of Jesus. Lord, those that are hooked on drugs, Lord Jesus, Lord, you know why they got hooked and why they made that decision. But, Lord, I'm asking you to deliver them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, remove that urge to shoot up. Remove that urge to take those pills. Lord, remove the urges, Father God. And those that are going through depression, Lord, help them, Father God, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah, there's joy in Jesus. No need to feel depressed. No need to feel hopeless. Put your hope in the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord. He will work everything out. You don't have to be trying to figure out what you're going to do, thank God, because he can provide the people to come into your life to make sure those needs are taken care of. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. We give you the honor. Lord, you are mighty. You are mighty. And we thank you for deliverance. Lord, help us to stay in an attitude of prayer. Help us, Father God, to continue to seek your face. Help us, Father God, to be all that you have created for us to be. Lord, we can do nothing without you. Lord, breathe on us a fresh anointing of your Spirit. Hallelujah. Right where we are, breathe on us, soul, Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, we praise you. We give you the glory. And, Lord, if there's anybody listening that's not saved, Lord, help them, Father God, that they will repent of their sins. All you do is have to repent of your sins. Hallelujah. And ask the Lord to save you. Say, save my soul. Save my soul, Lord Jesus. Save my soul. I don't want to die and go to hell. Save my soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then go to a Bible preaching and a Bible teaching church so that you can be able to know what the Word of God is saying, that you can know who Jesus is. And if you need someone to talk to, you can send an email to Reflection Ministries International, hallelujah@gmail.com. You can check me at 443-509-7426. Oh, I can be able to help you to grow in the grace and the knowledge of God's word. We've got to help one another. We are more than conquerors, but you've got to know who Jesus is. You've got to be on the winning side. And Lord, we thank you for this prayer time today. And Lord, we say amen, amen, and amen.